Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
And welcome into the Wednesday edition of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Volunteer State Bank. Real people, real solutions, right here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Just a few days before Christmas. Joe Rex Road, what's going on?
Yeah, still not ready at all. But doing well. I'm glad we got, like, not having the camera right in the face is a good thing.
Yeah, backing that thing off today a little bit?
Yeah, back it up a little bit.
There
that's
go.
Right. Yes.
I like
better
it.
For viewing pleasure.
Yes, it is. Well, you get every bit of us now, not just our face. You can see all of us.
Yeah, but from farther away.
Michelle, what's going on? How we doing?
I am so in the Christmas spirit this morning, guys.
We're going to have some tunes flowing today?
We are going to have some tunes. Oh, I woke up. And I was telling Robbie before you got in, Joe, I woke up with like a little kid on Christmas and just like my eyes woke up because I know that I'm going home today to see my family and I'm so excited and I can't wait for the holidays. And yeah, it's a good mood. It's a good day. It's, yeah.
Good. And you're also on the way home, you are going to Bowling Green and dropping a bunch of stuff off.
Yes, I got a full trunk full from everybody here, so that's awesome. Between money donations and everything, going to drop that off and then going to catch a flight to New York tonight. And wow. I'm stopping in Detroit. That's where my layover is.
So wait, so you're driving up there and then driving back and flying out of here. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
It's a big day. Big
nice.
Day.
It's a big day.
The great city of Detroit. I've never been to the Detroit airport.
It's a great
It's really
airport.
Nice.
Is it?
It's a fantastic airport.
Right,
except I always have bad luck there, so I'm
really?
A little scared. Yeah, every time I've gone there, I've got stuck there.
Oh, that's not good.
Really? Huh. I'm sorry about that. Let's hope that doesn't happen
Joe
again.
Joe apologizing on behalf of the city of Detroit and the airport.
I'd like to apologize. I didn't know.
Welcome to Detroit, as Dan Campbell
As Dan Campbell would say, welcome to Detroit.
That's right.
What a slate of NFL action last night. The Eagles get it done 27-17 against Washington. The Rams with a 20-10 win against the Seahawks. So week 15 officially has come to a close last night. I can't believe that Nick Sirianni and the Eagles have won 7 games. It is amazing to me that they've won 7 games.
Yeah, they're in this thing.
They are.
They're not good, but they're in this thing.
Jalen Hurts, 20 of 26 last night for 296 and a touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, he...
Just turn around and throw the ball at Dallas Goedert every time. That's what he did. 7 for 135.
Yeah. Hurts is better than I thought he'd be. There's no doubt about it. But it's the NFC East, man. It's kind of like the AFC North, although I think the AFC North teams are better, but it's just like a lot of you know? A lot of rivalries, classic rivalries with average teams now playing each other. But the Eagles are in there. The Rams are kind of, they had 3 points at halftime. The Stafford TD pass to Cooper Kupp.
Yep.
Man.
It's pretty good. Cooper Kupp pretty good, too. Nine receptions, 136 yards, 2 touchdowns. And now people wanting to put Cooper Kupp in the MVP conversation.
I mean, everybody's in the MVP.
Everybody's in there.
Yeah, everybody's in there.
Jalen Hurts. Just put them all in there.
I mean, at Pittsburgh Sunday, that crowd, there was about 12,000, 15,000 short of a sellout. But, man, they started chanting MVP at T.J. Watt.
Well, yeah.
He was the MVP of that game, I guess.
I guess so. I don't know who's going to win the MVP this year. We'll see. Brady's done. Like, he gets shut out. He's just no longer eligible.
Yeah, everybody's trying to find somebody else. Is it possible? Probably not. I was going to say Mahomes sneaks in there just because, like, if they win out.
Maybe.
And they haven't lost a game since they lost here.
Maybe.
In October, is it possible? It's going to be a quarterback. Right.
I mean, I'm kind of pulling for Jonathan Taylor just for chaos. I want to see some chaos. Going really well around here. Jonathan Taylor wins MVP.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. again, it's not a slight. It's not a slight at Derrick Henry, but it would be like, wait a minute. Last year, did you see Derrick Henry?
He did run for 2,000 yards last year.
So, let's see. So the Eagles still are not in. So in that three-way tie for three-way tie at 7-7, it's the Vikings that have the tiebreaker, but that's going to be a while. But the Vikings are they're not going to make it.
You don't think so?
Well, they got the Pack and they got another tough game. They got two really tough games. And I haven't looked at everybody else's schedule, but there's going to be a.
They got the Rams on Sunday.
Yeah, well,
the Packers.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they can beat the Rams at home, and then I guess they have a chance because they could finish 9-8. They're not going to win at Green Bay. Is that a Sunday night game?
It is.
It is Sunday night. Yeah, that's going to be
it's going to be cold.
And they've already beat the Packers. Packers are going to beat them by about 3 touchdowns. So 9-8, but 9-8 can get in the NFC.
Yeah, 9-8's not getting you in the AFC.
No,
probably.
No. That it is not. Much better depth in the AFC. Maybe not better at the top, though.
Titans can make it interesting in the bottom half of the NFC if they can beat San Francisco on Thursday. San Francisco's 8-6. If they win that game, I mean, they're probably getting in at that point. Titans win. They can make it interesting for the bottom part.
Yeah, they dropped to 8-7. Yep. Wait a minute now. Okay. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, okay, my math is bad. I'm like, wait a minute. Have they not had their idle week? And by the way, Beauclair told me yesterday that he also is on my team, and I didn't even realize it.
We told you that literally last week.
You told me that?
The day he got back. Yeah. Did we not?
Ooh.
Yeah,
oh, boy.
He was like, no, I agree with Joe. And Robbie
I know, that's
like,
a big problem.
Whoa.
And you told me the next day?
Yeah. It was a big problem.
Okay, Beauclair told me yesterday, and I acted like that's the first time I heard it. I was very excited. This may be a problem. You're watching me lose my mind in real time.
Well, you were going to make an old man joke about him.
Well, at least the camera's out, so we can watch him from far.
Yeah, watch the wheels turning. Well, anyway, thank you, David Beauclair. It's worth mentioning again. You're on my team, buddy. And he had someone email him who works in that network, in like the SI network covering another team.
Yeah.
And he said something. Here's some of my ideas for the bye week, and he emailed him back. It's not called a bye week. It's not a tournament. It's like, yeah, Beauclair, that's my guy.
Jeez.
That is my guy.
What am I going to do with you two? Good gracious.
I told you this. This all started because of an angry reader of the Lansing State Journal in the early 2000s who kept sending me emails because I kept writing it.
Yeah.
And finally, you know, like you go through these emails and I thought about it. I was like, this guy's right. This isn't a tournament. Why are we calling it a bye?
So this is nearly a two-decade battle that you've been waging.
Well, and I had to be. It had to be brought to my attention, you know, with an angry reader.
Yeah.
And I finally emailed him back and said, you know what? I'm never going to do it again. And I haven't. And you know, just because, you know, the stupid Urban Dictionary wants
it to. It wasn't the Urban Dictionary.
You know,
it was the literal dictionary.
Well, the stupid literal dictionary. Wants to just let society erode. I'm not going to be party to it.
Not going to stand for it.
That's right.
That's what we're about here on the show. We break trends.
We're the only show in town that's going to be honest about bye weeks.
That's right. there were lots of discussion again yesterday about Ryan Tannehill, including someone who I guess thought I was saying that got to get rid of the ball sooner on the sack play.
Well, we talked about how maybe he could have. But yes, it was Coach Holiday on Twitter.
Yeah, great name.
And yeah. But yeah, they misquoted you. They misquoted you. Now, I will say that after watching it more, it's if he wasn't going to look off the safety, which is what you're going to do. You know, you got to give that safety. You got to give that safety a look. Keep him over to the middle of the field, and then you go ahead and take your shot. If he wasn't going to do that, I mean, you have to, as a quarterback, feel like you can do that, right?
I would hope so.
Yeah, you know, like he shouldn't. I mean, if he knew.
Going into this play, like, I don't have time to look off the safety.
And if he knew, that Brewer was going to get beat in 0.3 of a second, then he could have just thrown it and it would have been open. He would have been able to get the ball to him and he was wide open. But, you know, you look off the safety. Now you have a chance to look, throw, and up, you're on the ground. Yeah, that. After looking at that again, it's too bad. It was a touchdown. But, like, you can't get beat that badly.
It was pretty quick, man. Especially on the inside. It's like, oh boy.
Yeah, Brewer had a tough day. Looks like Saffold will be back. That's one of the things that's coming out of, you know, the practice is that Saffold, I guess they looked at it like shut it down for a week, but looks like they're gonna have him back. AJ Brown, I feel like it looks pretty promising, but we'll see.
We will see. The short week on the A.J. Brown front, really need to see him out there. We'll get to more of that coming up here in just a few minutes. So after listening to Jared yesterday, do you think that the Titans are going to trade Ryan Tannehill? Like, what do you think is going to happen?
I heard some interesting segments of Jared. One is – and that's – I mean, hey, it's an interesting, you know, conversation. He's taking the leap, man. He's taking the leap to what can the Titans do to get rid of Tannehill. But – the bigger problem, because that's fine, is Jared is like actively lying on the air. Like, again, he's like, yeah, pass protection, just like it's been the last 3 years, terrible. No. Also, nobody's actually good at pass protection, apparently.
Yeah.
Like, nobody, there's no good pass protection in the NFL. There's really? No good at, yeah, apparently not.
Okay.
That came out of his mouth, I swear.
Nobody stand there in the pocket.
Just take an L, Jared. Take one little L, or weave a huge, you know, forest of lies.
The tapestry.
Because you can't take an L. God.
Ryan Tannehill is going to be the quarterback here next year. I'm confident in saying it.
Well, the discussion, you know, obviously the Rams gave up a lot of draft capital so they could upgrade, right? But you like what is the what I didn't hear and again I didn't hear I mean I heard a couple segments but what I didn't hear was is there anybody who would fit that profile,
right?
You know,
what's your plan?
Yeah,
is it Aaron Rodgers?
I mean, it worked out well, right? I mean, like, what is your who are,
if that's the case, then yeah, you might have something to think about there.
I mean, Matthew Stafford, I think it's worked out well for the Rams. We'll see. I mean, they brought him in to go to the Super Bowl. I still don't at this point. I don't favor them. I think they're going to be dangerous. But he's been an upgrade. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
I mean, Stafford's very good.
Oh, Goff's coming on right now, man.
That's right. Goff is, you know, Goff's acquitting himself nicely in the Big D. But yeah, who would your big upgrade be? There just isn't one. You know, I mean,
he threw a texter asking if they could trade Tannehill for Rodgers. What do you think about that?
I mean, what? So, first of all, what? Remind me of the term left on Rodgers.
Well, he's got, I think, 2 years left, but they've apparently reworked his contract where he can get out this year if he wants to.
Yeah, I mean, if you're the Packers, you're going to take Tannehill and what?
Well, let me tell you this. There's one of two options that are going to be the quarterback for the Packers next year. It's either going to be Aaron Rodgers or it's going to be Jordan Love. It's not going to be Ryan Tannehill. I can tell you that.
Could it be anybody else that they would trade for?
I mean, I doubt it. If you told me they were getting
Rodgers doesn't want to be there.
Like if they could trade for Derek Carr and that meant keeping Devontae Adams, then maybe. But I doubt it.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to be another team out there trading for him, you know, you're looking for a whole bunch of, just like the Lions, a whole bunch of draft capital. They're just, you know, look, Tannehill is a guy who needs good things around him to play well. Like everybody, but how many quarterbacks in the league? I just think people who are like jumping, like they got to get rid of him right now are so overreacting. Like, overreact is not the proper word. There's a bigger word that I don't have than overreact.
I got a text that says it's going to be 75 on Christmas Day. Are you ready for that? You won't even be here, but it's going to be 75 in Nashville.
Really?
Christmas Day. Yeah, man. Looking forward to it.
It's going to be like 25 in New York. I called my mom complaining about it being 40 degrees here. She's like, well, Michelle, it's 27 here right now, so pray for me.
75. Look, everybody wants a snowy Christmas. That's fine. I'll take 75. 75 is good stuff.
Heck yes. All day. Now I'm going to see if is it even going to be better where I – gosh, in Florida, it's going to be the same temperature. It's supposed to be like a big, you know –
it's kind of like you're awesome getting robbed there.
Yeah. Getting hosed.
We're off and running here today on Robbie and Rex Road. Taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. We'll get into the Titans matchup against the 49ers coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Rexfield got run over by a reindeer.
Wow.
Rexfield got run over by a reindeer.
Walking home from our house Christmas Eve.
Rex Road got run over by a reindeer. A classic Christmas tune here on Robbie and Rex Road. Sure, Michelle, that is potentially the greatest thing you've ever done.
I'm going to play it a couple more times today.
I'm sure we could come up with some alternative lyrics.
I'm sure we could.
I went back and listened to that yesterday.
We could get fired as well. Well, Michelle's done the rest of the segment. She's on the control board right now, just losing it. Ryan Porth style. It's awesome. Speaking of Ryan Porth, we're going to have him on the show today at 9 o'clock. I think he's going to be on the whole hour, 9 to 10.
Is this his last day?
It's his last day.
This is his last day?
This is it.
Man.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a big deal.
Wild.
We're going to have to get, I've already had like a couple requests from my family members. It's like, you got to get Porth laughing one more time. I was like, well.
I mean.
It'll happen. Not worried about
Porth's
it.
Porth's great for your ego if you think that you have funny jokes.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're not very funny. He still laughs very loudly.
And then we get many texts and many comments on Twitter and all sorts of stuff. It's good stuff. Taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Lop on YouTube saying, A.J. Brown and a first for Rodgers, since his contract is almost up.
Yeah, so Tannehill's still here?
Yeah,
so
paying two quarterbacks.
Yeah, so what, the rest of your roster is like the practice squad,
yeah,
essentially? Cut everybody else? Yeah, any such trade, and again, I don't think that there's any – this is not rooted in any sort of reality, okay? But any trade would have to involve Tannehill himself, because you have to get rid of that contract, which is going to become a very big cap hit next year.
I like this one. I got a texter that says, Joe is right about the bye week. Now work on the word impact. Players do not have an impact on the game. They have an effect on the game. Impact is two objects colliding together. What do you think about that?
Well, I'll tell you what. I my initial instinct is no, that there's multiple uses of that word. But if you're right, I've been doing it wrong for a long time.
He just dunked on Joe. He or she just dunked on Joe.
That's right.
Yeah, is that a direct shot at me?
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure I could find something where I said player had an impact or impact as a verb. Okay, let's look it up. I don't think that's the strict sole definition of impact.
So now you're going to trust the dictionary? Now's going to be the time you do that?
Well, look.
Okay.
I promise you that the dictionary having that in there is a reaction to everyone just saying
it. Could be.
It is. I mean that because that word came about because of tournaments. Impact, the action of one object. Have a strong, but yeah, proud, yeah, sorry. Impact verb, have a strong effect on someone or something.
Go.
Yeah, sorry.
Take it.
I mean, there's some words that have multiple definitions. This is one of them. I'm sorry.
You're sticking to it?
I'm going to have to go on that one. Thank you, though.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Josh on the text line from Florida texting in. Tannehill needs Henry. If Henry wasn't injured, we wouldn't have the question as to whether or not we would trade Tannehill. Just to be clear, we don't have that question.
Yeah, but Henry, yes. Now, look, I think Kaharski wrote this. He said it on the show yesterday. And I think it's arguable just because they've run so well.
Yep.
I mean, if Tannehill had Henry, but he had this receiver situation he's had, would he be lighting it up? I mean, I still think even then it might be a problematic, and we might be talking about Tannehill's performance. Tannehill's performance – Let's be clear. Like, it is not completely explained away by all this stuff. It's not, and I don't think we've said it is. But you also have to be realistic about what he's been dealing with some weeks. And again, I will go back. No, pass protection has taken a nosedive from last year. Pass protection is good on some teams. There are ways to measure this, and the Titans measure at the very bottom of the NFL. There are some teams that are at the very top because they protect their quarterback. That's why you pay a lot of money to offensive tackles and offensive linemen. It's not easy to get good. When you play a great pass rusher, that's where you can still get smoked, and that's why you pay those guys so much. That's why the Titans paid Bud Dupree so much.
Yep.
I mean, what if they weren't affecting quarterbacks at the level they are this year? Where would they be?
Jeff on the text line. Good morning. Stillman answered my comment about offensive line play yesterday by saying other people just don't understand offensive linemen, saying league-wide, none of them can both run and pass block.
Yes.
Said basically they just can't do both well.
No, I heard this. This is as I'm driving to get my Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine booster shot. And he basically said that, like, people, you guys don't understand offensive line play. Like, there's just nobody who can pass block well. That's what I took from it. That probably wasn't the exact word for word, but somewhere in there, I'm like, wait a minute now. Wait a minute.
So nobody in the league is good at run blocking and pass blocking?
I mean, Taylor Lewan has been very good at both. Has been. Maybe he hasn't been great this year at pass blocking, which probably has something to do with injuries and coming off an ACL. But Taylor Lewan has been great about there. Yeah, there are some other linemen in the history of the league who have done both,
pretty well.
What are we talking about here?
Why do you think Jared hates the offensive line so much?
Well, no, the problem is that Jared's going Skip Bayless on this thing, man. It's LeBron. It's skipping LeBron. He's trying to come up with any reason he can to just not acknowledge that the offensive line has taken a huge dive this year.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, Jared.
Let's go back to the text line. I got a text that says, it would be easier to fix the offensive line instead of finding another quarterback. Are people off their rocker? It's coming from the text line. Now, look, to that point, in all seriousness,
although that won't be easy,
it's going to be pretty difficult to fix the offensive line. Yeah. Like, it just is moving forward. I mean, we've talked about the decisions that you have with Lewan or Saffold. You know, at some point, you could probably need to find a new center with Ben Jones. Maybe that's not next year. I don't know. But he is getting older. And you keep drafting offensive linemen that either can't play or are out of the league or whatever the case may be. Not a good situation on the offensive line, both in the short term and as you move forward here as well. And what in the world is Nate Davis? Like, what is...
Yeah, I mean, Nate,
are injuries the story? What's going on?
Yeah, I would think so. But he's a lock to be part of it.
Oh, for sure.
And, I mean, to me, like, right tackle is... I understand Questenberry had a rough game against T.J. Watt. I think he's actually been fine. I think it's going to be really hard for them to decide to move on from Lewan. So that to me almost guarantees it Saffold somewhere else. So then is Dylan Radunz your left guard? He can't get on the field right now.
That's...
He's a rookie. Could he have a great offseason? Could they find something? You know, maybe. But it's not great that at this point, given all the injuries and opportunities that he hasn't taken advantage of, it's not a great sign for the future.
I mean, he was drafted as a right tackle. Apparently, that's just not even in the cards anymore. And your starting left tackle gets down and is hurt and doesn't play Sunday, and he's not even anywhere to be found. It's not good.
Right. So the answer, I guess, is draft again?
I guess.
You have to. You probably have to, unless there's something you can do with free agency. But, yeah, it's another reason that even though it's been rough this year, I still think it's possible. And I think it's possible if A.J. Brown comes back, Derrick Henry comes back. Those things help an offensive line, too, you know, when you have skill players who actually can dictate a defense, that they could play better this year. But next year... I don't know what the answer is. There's a lot of things that are going to be really tough decisions for John Robinson.
Bill from Fort Campbell texting in, trade Tannehill for Baker Mayfield. Tannehill for Mayfield.
Okay.
What do you think of that one?
I mean, I would not do that.
I would not do that either.
I mean, they're probably, again, Tannehill's had a rough year. I would take Tannehill over Baker Mayfield.
Who also
has had a rough year.
It's not been great.
He's been banged up.
He's been banged up.
Yes. But I mean, they're like, how many quarterbacks? There's plenty of quarterbacks who are performing better than Tannehill this year, but like, how many quarterbacks in this situation would come in and do way better than he's done?
A few. Not many.
A few. You know, and some, and maybe a guy like, you know, okay, like a Kyler Murray. I mean, it's just a totally different thing, but I mean, like, the quarterback who can run around and improvise and maybe nullify pass protection like this a little bit more. And then obviously your elite guys, you know, but it's a handful. You go around to the rest of the league, and you've got yourself a pretty good quarterback situation. Some people don't want to see that right now. That's fine. And if he can't perform better and he can't benefit from things getting better around him, then at some point it's a problem. But we're not close to that right now.
ESPN The Game Nashville and Newton Motor Group have teamed up this holiday season with Souls for Souls to help children in Middle Tennessee with Souls for Music City. Souls for Souls works with our schools and community partners to deliver new shoes to kids who need them the most. And Newton Motor Group will be making a donation to Souls for Souls for every test drive at any of Newton Motor Group's four locations. Help us achieve our goal of getting shoes to 100 kids in Nashville experiencing homelessness. For more information and to donate, visit thegamenashville.com/shoes. We'll continue the conversation on the Titans. Welcome more of your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube today and every day. Our video streaming brought to you by the law offices of Amanda Gentry. I've never heard this version.
It sounds like someone trying to do Bruce Springsteen's version, but doing it like in punkish flavor.
This is School of Rock.
Okay.
I don't know. Just we're going to throw out some cool
versions.
Was
that Jack Black singing?
No, it wasn't. It's like the School of Rock musical.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
Cool. I mean, you got to play some Christmas in Hollis for me if we're going to rock some, you know, Christmas tunes. Christmas in Hollis, which, of course, was played in the movie that's not a Christmas movie, Die Hard.
Oh, people are going to get in a stink about that one, man.
I mean, that's the only way. It was at Christmas time, and they played the song Christmas in Hollis. That's all.
Look,
I got.
Look, I'm with you. I'm just saying. Here we go. I can already see the... Die Hard is a Christmas movie. What are you talking about? Text
a Christmas
on the text line.
Movie with in mass amounts of murder and f bombs. You know, great it's Christmas awesome. Movie. I mean, I love the movie, but come on.
Oh, Hans.
Yeah, Hans Gruber.
Oh man, let's go back to the text line. Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Got a texter that says, "I'm a huge Tannehill fan. He's the best quarterback we've had since McNair. This year, he just has no supporting cast. You get AJ healthy and get him a tight end equivalent to Kelce, Kittle, or Gronk, and then I think you would see him improve greatly. I miss Jonnu." I would agree with that. If you get George Kittle on the Titans,
Tannehill,
that would help
would
Tannehill
enjoy that. He would enjoy
immensely.
That. Yeah,
but in all seriousness, they do miss Jonnu. I don't think there's any question.
So that texter is probably. I mean, I think Jared is probably all the way on the side of like. Tana hater now, right? I mean, if you're like, he's, you know, it's like we're the only show in town that's gonna, you know, be honest about like making everything his fault.
Yeah.
So that texter is probably on the other side. Like, I don't think you can completely remove blame from Tannehill at all. I mean, he's made some throws to the other team that you can't do. I mean, even if you have no supporting cast. You could not turn it over.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and obviously, like a mistake like the snap, that's just, I mean, that's a bad mistake. But I'm more concerned about the throwing the ball to the other team, as you pointed out early in the game. You know, Devin Bush is diving across there to pick him off early. I mean, so you can't take everything off Tannehill's blame plate. He's got stuff on his blame plate.
Ron on the text line. If there was someone to blame, speaking of blame plate, for the way this team has been losing games, who would it be? Downey, Tannehill, injuries, or turnovers? You have to pick one. I think we're both going injuries there, right? Although, turnovers are pretty close.
Well, I mean, I don't want to pick one. Everybody wants – it's so much easier when you have, like, a clear scapegoat, you know? I would say that they've missed Arthur Smith. Arthur Smith was an exceptional OC. Tannehill has not risen to the occasion. The turnovers can also be traced. You could look at both of those guys when you talk about turnovers to some extent, although I think most of it is just people not securing the ball, like tuck the ball away.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, I guess if you're gonna rank them, injuries have been, and some people just don't, they just reject that. It's like officiating. Like, some people, it's like, you can't make an excuse, which is fine, and I get it. But, I mean, like the reason you have players who you pay a lot of money is because they're good players.
Well, it's all, like, the you can't make an excuse stuff. I buy it to a certain extent. But, like, you know, if Aaron Rodgers gets hurt with the Packers, guess what? They're done.
Your expectations have gone down a bit.
It's over. Right. So, I mean, there's the excuse part of it that I understand. You don't want to make excuses. There's also reality that you're living in. I mean, you know, when we were talking about expectations for this team, Derrick Henry was a part of that. A.J. Brown was a part of that. Julio Jones, what we thought was Julio Jones, was a part of that. I mean, these, you can call them excuses if you want, but it's just, to me, a dose of reality in there.
Right. So if you can acknowledge that, man, it's tough for the Titans to have a receiving core of Nick Westbrook-Ikhina, Cody Hollister, Chester Rogers, running backs who were not in the league, Deontay Foreman and Dontrell. If you can acknowledge that it's that the tight end position hasn't worked out, all these other injuries, how could you acknowledge that and then say, this is all on Tannehill? I mean, it doesn't make sense.
It does not.
It's, you know, but the quarterback – I mean, some people just want to focus on that, and the quarterback's always – that's why they get paid the most, they get blamed the most, they get credited the most, by far.
And look, there's no question. I mean, starting Thursday, he's going to have to play better. I mean, there are some plays, even as good as San Francisco's defense is, there are throws that will be there and be available to this team that you got to make on Thursday night. I mean, you've got to be smart with the football. Obviously, I mean, you've got to protect yourself against Nick Bosa coming off the edge and pray he's not there when you turn around on a play-action fake. I understand that. But, look, he's got to play better. I would like to see him elevate some of these guys. And, look, I mean, if you're expecting him to elevate this team like a Brady would or an Aaron Rodgers would, it's not going to happen. But he can play much better than he's played even with the circumstances, and it's got to start. Like, it's – you're now getting to the point where, you know, you were 8-2 at one point. You got some cushion. You're okay. The cushion is gone at this point. You got to start really playing better and taking care of the football if you're Ryan Tannehill. And look, I don't know if their offense right now as constructed, even if they don't turn the ball over, I don't know if just not turning the ball over is good enough to beat San Francisco. It may not be. I think it's good enough to beat Miami and Houston, though. Right. Just not turn the ball over.
I agree. You get the ball out fast. You make the right reads. You get it in accurately. You're going to have to probably just work your way down the field, which obviously increases the possibility of mistakes. It puts a higher premium on execution. But that's just the reality of this team. Every once in a while, if you can hit a shot, great. I mean, you gotta hit them. Like you had a couple the other day, didn't hit them. So if you hit those shots, you probably win that game. But how many are going to be available Thursday? I don't know. Probably not a ton. And you know, if A.J. Brown is there, well, that could change things. But it's you know, you got to be able to run the ball. I mean, the hope for the Titans in this game is that their defense stops the run first. Yep. And it's going to be – that's a prime time, like, strength versus strength matchup is San Fran's run game, Titans rush defense, and that they – you know, stop the run and create a low-scoring, tough grinder of a game.
I got a texter that says, so are you saying that a quarterback is only as good as his help? I mean, depends on the quarterback, but to some degree, yeah. I mean, look, absolutely. I think everybody would agree.
Absolutely.
That Patrick Mahomes, pretty good quarterback. Go watch Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl last year. He was getting destroyed every play.
Yeah, I mean, he made an amazing pass while, like, flipping upside down, you know.
Like, he did better in that situation than most people would do.
Yes.
But it still was nowhere near good enough.
If you can't protect, then you're in trouble. Also, Patrick Mahomes, great player. And I'd say if you go arm talent in this league, just talent in this league, I'd go Rodgers, I'd go Mahomes. I mean, I think I would actually put Matt Stafford very high on the list just in terms of talent.
Yep.
But he's also had Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill, and you can't tell me that that hasn't made a big difference.
Well, Rodgers has the best receiver in football right now.
Yeah.
Like, now, is Aaron Rodgers somewhat responsible for that? Probably. But, I mean, Devontae Adams is pretty good,
no,
man.
No, he's outrageous. No, he'd be great anywhere. He'd be great anywhere. And Rodgers would still be effective, but you know, with so-so receivers. But, yes, of course. Again, I'll go back to, I mean, Peyton Manning. Some of the best, I think the best quarterback play I've seen in the NFL was when he was at his best, and he's throwing to Marvin Harrison, and he's throwing to Reggie Wayne, and he's giving it to Edger. You have to, it's a team sport. You have to have playmakers. So, yes, absolutely. Are only as good. Obviously, they still pull the trigger and make the decisions, and you have to make those throws. But, I mean, did we not watch Tannehill do that here for 2 years?
Yeah.
At a pretty damn high level.
Joey from Antioch texting in, it's not officially Christmas until Hans Gruber falls off Nakatomi Plaza. Spoiler alert.
It's like putting the you know, the angel on the top of the tree.
Oh, there he goes. He's in slow motion going down. There he is.
It's like the mistletoe. Everyone kiss now. Hans Gruber fell to his bloody death.
We'll continue the conversation on the Titans. Welcome more of your thoughts at our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 1025 The Game.
Joe, you don't have to come to these. Joe, you don't have to come to these.
That was Mike Vrabel yesterday at his press conference, getting after Joe Rexroad a little bit. Joe, you don't have to come to these.
I mean,
what did you do to make Vrabel mad yesterday?
I did nothing. Nice press conference, a lot of great questions, and I just didn't have any. I mean, I'd say quite a few Vrabel pressers where I just don't ask a question. I mean, when you got geniuses like Karski and Glennon asking questions.
Well, Glennon's got the notepad. It's like he's got a checklist of questions that he's asking the whole time.
Yeah.
It's like, I got about six more.
Oh, yeah.
Just come back to me.
So I just didn't ask any questions. Vrabel looked at me, and he looked at me, and I just kind of shrugged. Like, you don't have to come to these. Like, well, okay. I
enjoy being here.
I mean, I asked questions of Tannehill. You know, Vrabel is.
He loves you, I swear.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah. Joe blushed when he did.
Nothing
Who doesn't?
Love. Nothing but love.
Yeah. Friend of the show, Mike Vrabel. Need to get him back on soon.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll happen soon.
Andrew from Doe, who's coming on quicker, Mike Vrabel or Nick Westbrook-Akina? Which one's back first?
Westbrook-Akina has blocked our number.
I remember it was like my first week without Ryan Porth when I had to call, or when Vrabel called in and I answered it to put him on air with you, and I was like, okay, get excited, right? And he was like, oh yeah, really looking forward to it.
Looking forward to this. Probably not.
Oh man.
Andrew from Dover texting in. Just want to say Merry Christmas to y'all. And also, I believe the Titans will wake up and make a run to the Super Bowl, proving all the doubters wrong. This is coming from Andrew from Dover. Merry Christmas, Andrew.
Merry Christmas, Andrew. By the way, right behind you on ESPN, they're showing the 28.4 points per game with Derrick Henry, 18.3 without him.
23rd fewest in the NFL.
By the way,
it's a pretty steep dive.
Another false narrative, though, is that the Titans are in this position solely because of him. Again, it's like everything's on the quarterback. The quarterback did everything. All the bad things are because of the quarterback. All the good things are not because of Derrick Henry. They won one of their biggest wins of the year he was not a part of. It was in Los Angeles. They won because of their defense, which is one of the biggest reasons they have a chance still, is their pass rush and their defense dominated that game.
Which is amazing.
It is amazing.
Think about what we were talking about this time last year. in what we're talking about now.
Well, no doubt. But also, it's still less amazing to me than the worst offense in the NFL becoming one of the best in the same season, which happened 2 years ago. So,
yeah.
I mean, they can find themselves all over the map in short periods of time.
The more I look at this game, and, you know, the guys on Darren Donick and Chase were talking about this a lot yesterday, and Tim Hasselbeck had some interesting thoughts. You know, the way the Niners use not only George Kittle, but Debo Samuel as well. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. Like, I think Jimmy Garoppolo having a pretty decent season. He's coming on, especially now. I mean, and, you know, Tim Hasselbeck was pointing out, it's never really been about his ability. Like, he's a good player. Now, is he an elite quarterback? No, but he's proven you can win with him. It's about, can he stay healthy? I mean, he's thrown for 3,000 yards. He's got 18 touchdowns, 8 picks this year. He's averaging 8.5 an attempt. I mean, there's pretty good season for Jimmy Garoppolo. So, you know, what you can't have happen is George Kittle and Debo Samuel just come in here and just totally wreck things like they've been doing as of late. This is going to be a big test for the defense. As a matter of fact, like I'm going through the last few games in my head where you're talking about the Steelers, the Jags, the mighty Texans without Davis Mills, the Patriots. This is, to me, more of a test than all those games, Patriots included.
No, I agree, no doubt. And that's a good point to make because they've been really good on that side of the ball, and they've had better matchups. I mean, when's the last time they really – and even now, this is not a – you know, this is – I agree. Jimmy G is – he's like most quarterbacks in the league, yes. I mean, you got to have help. You got to have things functioning well around you. I love watching them play because I really like what Shanahan does with the offense. It's a fun offense to watch. But they play physical football, you know. They got weapons. And I'm trying to think the last time that – I mean, really, you're going back to the game I just mentioned. I mean, that's – if you can play like that against a team like that, a team that is very good offensively.
Talking about the Rams game.
The Rams game. They don't always show it. They don't always play like – in fact, they didn't play like it last night for a lot of the game. But that was – okay, that's a really talented quarterback, receivers – you know, good collection of talent. This is probably the toughest matchup for the Titans since that.
Devin texting in says, Vrabel just doesn't like you hearing you smack your lips. It's coming from Devin on the text line.
Mike.
Hey, Mike, got a question for you.
Maybe that's why I don't ask him a question at his presser. I don't want my lip smacking to become, you know, a distraction for everybody.
Yeah, this is a big challenge for the Titans defense. I don't know how we got back on that.
I don't know. Well, the week before the Rams, let's remember that, you know, they gave up 31.
They did.
In Indy. And it wasn't exactly a defensive masterpiece. It was a huge win. And Carson Wentz gets some credit for the Titans finding a way to win that game.
Doesn't it kind of feel like they're settling in right now, though, defensively? I mean, they're getting healthier on that side of the ball. You know, David Long Jr. notwithstanding. But getting healthier on that side of the ball. You've got Bud Dupree back in there now. It kind of feels to me like they're settling in. I mean, the Patriots game, especially from a tackling perspective, was pretty rough. Ever since then, they've been pretty good on that side of the ball.
Yeah, no, I agree. And still the David Long absence.
Yeah.
He's just nowhere to be found. Laurel Murchison also. But Tier Tart is full back, and that's
a big deal.
That's an underrated add. Jenkins back also, and what I think we're going to see actually is with Elijah Molden on the COVID list, and by the way, good news that we haven't seen others added to that, but I think what we're going to see is probably screen inside. That'd be my guess. Jenkins is good. Jenkins and Fulton on the outside, screen on the inside, which isn't bad. I mean, that's you're fine there. I think we're going to see more Cunningham and Evans together, which I think in this matchup is probably good. Although a lot of misdirection, and obviously you get the tight end coverage issue, but everybody has that against them. Byard was really good yesterday, talking about the Niners and you know just and he, I mean, I asked him to compare him to Kelce, and he basically said he was careful about it, but basically, like, this is the best tight end in the NFL.
Yeah.
That they're about to face Thursday night. And that's, I agree, because he's also a dominant blocker at tight end. Like, he is an elite all-around tight end. Kelce is incredible, but.
Big Preds fan, too. That's giant it. Preds fan, George Kittle.
George Kittle is, yeah. Yes. So, and, you know, Byard knows he's going to be near him a lot Thursday night, and made the point, like, the thing with him is, yeah, he's gonna get catches.
Yep.
It has to be catch tackle with him. If it's not catch tackle, now you're in trouble. He's the stiff arm and everything. He said he might have the best stiff arm other than Derrick Henry in the NFL too.
Well, he's broken off some big ones as of late, and it, you know, Kittle's, he can run, obviously, but he's not going to just blaze past you. You got to be able to wrap that guy up and get him on the ground. That's a big part of this. I mean, some of the routes they throw are designed for him to run after the catch. I mean, that's what it is. And you're not going to, for the most part, find, you know, the 49ers just chucking the ball down the field left and right. So, got to make sure you tackle well. And they've done that the last couple of weeks. I think Titans have tackled really well.
Yeah, and, well, and the same thing with Deebo Samuel. In the backfield sometimes, but it's the same thing. They get him the ball quickly a lot, and then you know, you have a problem. He's tough. That's what the Titans would like to do again with A.J. Brown. They'd like to have that option in their offense, and you can create explosive plays without having to, you know, connect perfectly on a deep shot.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, he's been out there. A.J. Brown's out there yesterday. It seems to me like the vibe, the sense is that he's going to try to give it a go on Thursday.
Well, again, yeah, no, I'm guessing he's playing. I'm guessing he's playing right now. Today we get the official injury report. And Vrabel said, by the way, there's more than Vrabel normally says about this stuff, but he said Julio Jones come down to game time. Now, maybe is that, you know, just to say it? I don't know, but he was out there, so maybe there's a chance. I mean, I guess. Look, setting aside Julio Jones is still like the way to look at it. It has to be, but at least if that's the case, this must have been pretty minor. So, like, you know, you could have him out there against the Dolphins for whatever that's worth, whatever that might mean.
I mean, not a whole lot, man.
Yeah, probably not. Probably not. I'd still take, you know, 30 snaps of that over, like, you know, what else is going on with their receiving corps.
Well, I think we're reaching the point of, I mean, you're going to have to separate the trade part of this, how much money he's owed next year, and also what he can do for you right now compared to your other options.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it is. Yeah, it's a bad trade right now. I don't think there's any question about it. The money that you're still owing him next year is not encouraging. Like, there's no way around either one of those things. Also, if you told me that he could just be on the field, even if it's for half the game every game, to me he's still a better option than, other than A.J. Brown, the other receivers you have out there at the moment.
Yeah.
So all those things can be true.
You're just going to disrespect NWI. Okay, cool. He already hates the show, man. We already made it weird for him, you know?
There's no we.
You made it weird. Yeah.
What is
well,
we?
That's true. You guys encouraged it, though. You laughed.
Yeah, we did. And then on that phone call, no one was laughing. It was just like, oh, all righty.
A lot of dead air.
We'll continue to take your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Make sure you're tuning in to the NFL Games of the Week on 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Red Spirits and Wine in Bellevue. This week we have a triple header, starting with the Bills and the Patriots at noon, followed by the Steelers and the Chiefs. So one that Rex Rode very much looking forward to, that one, the Steelers and the Chiefs. And then Washington taking on the Cowboys as well. NFL football action this Sunday is on 102.5 The Game. We'll be right back. Robbie and Rex Rode here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.